Jingles.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for March 24th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. On today's episode, we've got some new songs about TK Jingles Live 2016, Tony's longingness to go to sleep, dogs, goat milk, 7-Elevens, how he hates it when food touches but loves antibiotics. We got some iTunes reviews, the number one jingle of the week, this copy is bad, some classic clips, and the mailbag.
From David Fletcher in Mesa, Arizona, thank you for making this wonderful community possible. You know, I didn't do this. The community coalesced around itself. I didn't even facilitate it, and I'm as stunned as anybody else.
Yep. He's just the sun.
Appreciative.
They all revolve around.
Anyone with half a brain can see that Mr. Tony is to blame. By watering the seeds, by playing songs from folks like me, and giving everyone their own nickname. Listen close when any jingle plays and Tony laughs out loud, complimenting every clever phrase and making Littles proud. I cannot believe my ears, 'cause the reason is pretty clear. Without you, Tony, this whole community disappear.
You know, it's funny to hear Tony say that he doesn't really even encourage it, and the community kind of coalesced around itself. So while that is true, the TKJingles.com and this podcast and all these other things are unofficial offshoots, the fact that they play these songs every day and that they laugh at them and give such praise specifically to individuals about their talent or their smarts or whatever else, that's what keeps this going. I mean, obviously, the fact that folks like it, I hope, has some part of it. But, you know, people that write these songs, that type of encouragement is what keeps it going. I know that I certainly enjoy it. And there's been a real mix of that in terms of support from Tony's show and then trolling from people on this broadcast or on the internet, occasionally at tkjingles.com. But just remember, I mean, if you have some constructive or negative feedback, that people are doing this generally just for fun, and they're not professionals, and so if Tony may say that he loves somebody's voice or their talent or whatever, just take that for what it is. I mean, this isn't American Idol. Simon Cowell's not up there bashing us, so let's just all try to have fun. Unless, you know, you're keeping your criticism for
in my mind, I'm going to TK Jingles. Can't you see the singers? Jason, Joe, and KJ are such ringers. Just like a friend of mine to get married at the same time. So I'm going to TK Jingles in my mind. Jerry with a silver tongue, John Fitzpatrick's a collaborator of mine. Sure wish that I could come.
Big thank you to Rich Ottinger for that lovely TK Jingles in my mind, and an even bigger thank you to all of those who have supported the TK Jingles Live 2016 Kickstarter. Many of you have supported TK Jingles for 3 years now, and that really means a lot. I mean, the amount of work and energy that I put into this really is not, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, worth it. There are some things we're going to do this summer at the live event that I'm really excited about. But it's going to be a lot of work. I mean, just I'm thinking about that 3 or 4 hour session I'm going to have when all those stupid shirts come and I'm going to have to mail those out. That's going to be a brutal evening. But anyway, the TK Jingles Live, I hope you can join us. If you can't, we're going to try to record it and maybe have some kind of live stream going. The Sales Weasel's not been very forthcoming with the location, so I may have to get back involved here just to pin this down. Nigel feels like they're closing in on something, but, you know, it's been that way for about 2.5 weeks, so hopefully we get that figured out soon. It's going to be somewhere in the Rockville, Bethesda, D.C. corridor. Worst comes to worst, we'll go back to Branded 72. They're offering to do it outside. I'm hoping to do it inside this year just so we don't have another monsoon, but details will be coming in the next week or two, and hopefully that'll be finalized. June 25th, 2016, We want anybody who wants to come to be able to come. And I thank you also for bearing with me these past 3 weeks as I've tried to promote this. It's always so awkward to ask for money or promote, you know, these types of things. There's no donation button on tkjingles.com at this point, and really everything that comes out of this is either through my own financial expenditures or through these once-a-year Kickstarters. So thank you so much for helping out with that. If you missed out, you can go to tkjingles.com/store, and there's some extra swag available there. But now enough about TK Jingles Live. Let's get to some of the new songs from the past week. So Bill Bardo and KJ collaborated on a really sad song that basically says that all Tony has to look forward to in his life is going to bed. This one gave me a big laugh. Brian and Falls Church put an idea up on the ideas page to the tune of Last Kiss and about elsewhere in the NHL. And, you know, hopefully it forgives me. Generally, when I collaborate on an idea, I'll take 10% of the original idea and then add my own, you know, to the rest of it. And that's what happened this time. I think maybe I kept two of Brian's lines. So apologies. Hopefully it turned out okay. And then Joe in Olney, Maryland, only submits songs to tkjingles.com that don't make the radio. So he does the most ridiculous offbeat, goofy jingles and intentionally off key and everything else. And we don't get to hear a lot of them, later on because they're on Tony's show, so he doesn't bother to post them. But every now and then, one of those songs is overlooked by Nigel, so it makes its way to the website. Here's one of them, Find a Dog. And then we have two Robert Berg collaborations, the first with KJ, My Goat Milk, and then one with Elliot Olshansky to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Little's Anthem. And then we will end it with Joe Arrow's wonderful tune about Tony going to the 7-Eleven.
Chicago Blackhawks, the Winnipeg Jets skated past the Sharks, the Maple Leafs, they just iced the Stars, the Wild drove a Zamboni over the Wings, the Sabres just playoff bearded the Kings, the Ducks were body checked into the glass, the outlook for the Hurricanes is overcast. And elsewhere in the NHL, the Capitals are doing well. Another year, another President's Cup. They're invited to the playoffs, but will they show up? The Blue Jackets just high-sticked the Blues. I'm gonna run out of hockey terms real soon, and I'm gonna need Google to name more teams. I guess I only know about 12 or 13. You see, hockey wasn't that big.
I miss having a dog around, so let's all drive to Germantown. I tell my kids don't make a sound about me having put three in the ground. Let's find a dog. Find a dog. I want a dog. Want a dog. Can't be a puppy. And let's face it, she better know how to use a medic alert bracelet. Find a dog. Ooh, find a dog. Find a dog.
My goat belt brings all the littles to the show, and they're like, don't want the TV tone. Do I want the golf balls? No. You can keep the gift card from the phone. My goat belt brings all the littles to the show, and they're like, don't want the fish platter tone. Do I want that alarm clock? No. You can keep the Dwight Howard shirt.
I know
shirt.
You'll want it. The shirts all stick when they squeeze goat memory glands and pour it into cans. You lose your mind. Take some digestive enzymes. It's feeding time.
Blah, 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 blah.
Open it up.
Blah, 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 blah.
The goat's no longer.
Blah, 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 blah.
On the Starbucks cup.
Blah, 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 blah.
Or was that reindeer?
My goat milk brings all the littles to the show, and they're like, Cajun seasoning, no. Don't want a golden ticket tone. Won't wear a wire to narc on Jesus. My goat milk brings all the littles to the show, and they're like, want busy bee, no. I don't want Chinese meat tone. Not a strip to eat or a sirloin suppository.
What I got, I got a football picking monkey. What I got, I thought a chimp becomes a monkey. Courtney's got a lock like you put on your trunk seat. Carvel's supposed to call, but his schedule's kinda funky. What I got a brown rice, he's all Triscuit. I got invited to your wedding, but I missed it. My son Michael makes a mighty fine brisket. Scared to death of flying, but sometimes I gotta risk it. The picking brackets with Tony Kornheiser. Pat 40's wise, Phil's mom is wiser. To Michael Wilbon, it's not a surprise. Oh, how come everybody questions Junior's wayside? Oh, do you know who I am? Who I am now? Do you know who I am? Who I am now? Do you know who I am? Who I am now? I can name every member of the Rascals.
There's an orange man who knows about the store that won't close. You won't catch him at 7-Eleven. When down one aisle you see Ding Dong's beer and Friskies, that is no place to buy a chicken sandwich. Ooh, he won't be dining at 7-Eleven. But if you can't get to the Palm, well, these nachos are the bomb, and the Snickers can really satisfy you. If it's a blizzard that you dread, they have TP and bread. Buy a Hustler while you're sipping your coffee. And the bread is wonder.
Such a nice segue from that 7-Eleven song by Joe Arrow there to this next bit about food touching and antibiotics. So at the end of last week, Tony had a rant about 7-Eleven advertising their new chicken sandwich and, you know, not understanding why anybody would want to go to 7-Eleven for dinner. And he was especially perplexed why they were raving about the fact that it had no antibiotics, because he thought you need to have antibiotics. So anyway, that was followed up with this next clip where that conversation went even further to talk about how he doesn't, not only wants antibiotics in his food, but he doesn't even like his food to touch. And this really resonated with me because I am the same way. So it's always fun to write a jingle when you sort of agree with it, or you can, you know, when you're really passionate one way or the other, because you can either be really snarky or you can find insights in certain things that other people might not think of. So we got a couple of jingles here about Tony's food touching and antibiotics rant.
Honey mustard barbecue.
Don't want that.
Yeah, that's like some. Those are two different things that I don't want combined.
Condiments. I don't like when people just smush. Did I tell you about my cousin Marilyn? How much I hate it. My cousin Marilyn, I hated this. What, do you remember when Baskin and Robbins was popular?
Yes,
it's not popular anymore.
31 flavors.
31.
So Marilyn would go in there and she would buy like three different flavors like two times. So she'd have six different flavors and she'd have the guy layer them in the container.
Oh, this is like to take home a half pint or something?
Yeah. So it's like a 7
You mean like
dip,
chocolate mint chip with pralines and cream together?
Yeah.
Chocolate
and then
mint cream chip?
Then she'd just take a giant scoop so you got all three of these things. Mm. I felt that was disgusting. I don't want that. I would say, can we have some integrity here in the ice cream
flavor?
Let's
honor the flavor.
Please, I don't want all the flavors. I don't want them touching. I don't want to eat them.
I never liked that strawberry
honey
chocolate
mustard,
vanilla thing.
Yeah, well, Neapolitans are okay because you can draw a line on them and eat them one at a time.
Are you the same way with, say, like peas and mashed potatoes?
Oh,
yeah,
don't like
want
his
anything
food
together.
Touching.
Nothing touching.
I don't like
certainly
any
doesn't
food.
Want fruit on his meat.
No. I don't want any food touching, but I do want my chicken.
To have antibiotics.
Yes, I want a healthy chicken.
You want antibiotics touching
your chicken.
Seems
reasonable.
Long after the Super Bowl, before opening day, I never listen to sports shows, 'cause they've got nothing to say. But that never stops Tony, and every morning till noon, when he runs low on topics, he just talks about his food. If you like antibiotics in your food that doesn't touch, and if once a generation you head to Subway for lunch, if you get chicken parmesan when everyone else has steak, this is the show you've been looking for, where every day is Thursday.
You often talk of eating, and by that I mean all the time. The palm tail up, goat or comey, chicken palm or a rib eye. Tony, who are we to judge you? 'Cause your show's about your worldview. Yet you can still surprise us by what you say and do. So sometimes when foods touch, it drives you completely nuts. You just don't want peas and potatoes to collide. Tommy Giacomo would certify your plating standards are so, so high. You wanna keep your entrees separate from your sides.
I go to Baskin Robbins for a little ice cream. The soda jerk is scooping so many flavors. I don't want mint chip touching my praline. My friends seem to love it when their food is a mess, but when I see things touching, it's giving me stress. And different textures, I hate when they mix. Please don't mash it up, mash it up, mash it up, mash it up. Hey, is that a carrot in my peas?
Get it out. You gotta keep food separated.
Hey, is that a berry on my meat?
Get it out. You gotta keep food separated.
Hey, don't let the flavors collide. If you saw me a salad, put the dressing on the side. Hey, and bring a separate plate.
To this day, when I eat dinner at my in-laws' house, every time I ask for a separate plate for my salad, there's a collective eye roll that I don't want my salad and the dressing touching my steak. So I can really relate to that. You know, Tony may be a little bit more neurotic, but we all have some neuroses. Got a note here from Marvin Foster. He says, it's audacious of Jerry Negrelli to send out an email trolling for iTunes reviews of the podcast on a week that includes The Shadow. And yeah, you know, I really do want more reviews of this podcast. I want, you know, folks to respond and interact on the website. And again, just like the Kickstarter thing, I always feel uncomfortable sending out an email or tweeting out a link to something because I don't want to bother people, but I also want to get your attention. So that's the constant struggle. Anyway, several of you did respond to the call. And if you'd like a free sticker, a TK Jingles sticker, please, you can go leave a review right now and then just send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com, and I will, with your mailing information, and I will send you a free sticker in the mail. So here are a couple of new reviews. We have Vernon. He says, if you're a little, this show is a must listen. House Famous says, if you don't get it, you don't get it. Get it. Mike Todd, if you're not listening to the podcast, come on, man. Oh, time for a Schwitz break.
Who wants to start the perspiration? Who wants a sweat? Who needs a break? Who wants to hang with the bear as rival? Headed out to Spitz and stay. Head out.
Who wants to go to Spitz and stay?
Head out.
Who wants to go to Spitz and stay?
I heard Jerry's dad said there's cigars there. There's cigars there. But I'm not supposed to say that. Maybe TK Jingles will start another Kickstarter.
Who wants to go to Spitz and Steak?
I sure hope not.
Who wants to go to Spitz and Steak?
I know I don't.
Oh, thank you, Steve Lipton, for that lovely Schwitz break. Yeah, you know, the next Kickstarter, I think we'll just get a party bus and go from D.C. to Cleveland and pick folks up along the way. All right, back to the iTunes reviews. You're almost done with these new ones. Again, if you'd like to leave one of these, I'll send you a free sticker. Just email me, podcast@tkjingles.com. Father or Far Murd says, I truly appreciate every week listening to this totally superfluous podcast. Jerry is not curing cancer nor solving all the political problems of the world, and that is great. Now, you know, I take offense to that. I think I'm making a pretty big impact on everyone's life with this podcast. Steven says, so many talented people. Every time I hear a jingle and make me laugh, I really, really enjoy it. So thank you all those who left feedback on iTunes. It always makes me smile to see that. Now we got a grab bag of some songs here before the end of the show. The number one jingle of the week, This Copy's Bad by Robert Berg. And then we got four classic clips from KJ, Jason, Byron, John Fitzpatrick, and Brad Weiss. Enjoy.
Who wrote the copy? When do we shift the copy? I won't read this again.
The truck is mine. Word choice is right. If it's proximal in space or time, I'm telling you just how to wield a prepositional phrase with proficient skill. Come on. Jamon, proof, read, revise. I'm giving you, on a count of three, I must improve dramatically. Read them aloud, how does it sound? Does it trip the tongue? Does it mush the mouth? Well, it's probably fine for Sheehan and Andy Pody too.
Andy Pody.
From a friend I went to Hartford, I assume.
This copy's bad, it's bad, come on. Syntax is bad, it's bad, you know it.
Poor may be more specific, but contrary to popular opinion, bad is an acceptable synonym.
Jim Coleman has to answer right now just to tell us once again.
How is it you put the worst words into an English major's mouth? You have all the best words. Use the best words and put them in the right order.
Every day, the copy's the same. Nigel, why don't you do your job? Every day, the copy's the same. Nigel, why don't you do your job?
I'm not aware of too many things. I don't know my phone or the Google machine. Talk to me about the Hulu or my Instagram feed. I don't know how to plug in my TV. I'm not afraid of too many things. I don't own a plane, if you know what I mean. Do ya? Don't ask me to take a ride on your fancy new yacht and bridges. pray there's no fog. Screaming won't look at the water. Cruising in the middle lane. I don't ask for too many things. Send me your Triscuits and a box of Midgies. For free, yeah. For free, yeah. Put me on the Americans. And don't forget the Hall of Fame. Who I am, hey, who I am. Don't you know who I am? Who I am, hey, who I am. Don't you know who I am, know what? That's it, I'm boiling eggs. I'm boiling eggs. I guess I'll boil some eggs.
Back to Yak, we'll get free snacks. Don't you know, glad that you're back. Time to let loose and crush some fools. We know you got plenty reasons to shout. Like, how about those gnats? What you think about Matt? Wish he being shipped off to Gujarat? How about Strava Clinton, the RG3 schism? What's the opposite of a rotten optimism? Now you're back. It might be for the snacks or a new Cadillac, but you got a new contract.
His compensation, pay the man like window nation. No free talk, he's on the clock. If it's close, he might walk. He just wants his tone, just wants his. When they ask him for some time, and he's thinking about if he will go, Tony just wants to know about the monetary situation so he can judge his compensation. He just wants some more cash flow. Hey Tony, get some cash today.
Cara, Cara Orange, set you back a buck or two. I won't buy mine at Whole Foods, although I'm not opposed to flaunting cash. I like crabs off shell. Those are no mere bagatelle. Cost the earth, but what the hell? At my age, what have I got to save for? And I'd love some more of the midges you've sent me. Also product from La Cheeserie, and all those sandwiches for free. Littles listening week after week. I tell them stuff I eat.
So that clip there is my daughter Eva from 2 years ago. She just turned 4 this past fall. And then my other daughter, Anna, who's 2, she has now gotten into a habit of asking me to sing her a song before she falls asleep every night. And her favorite show is Aladdin. And so she always wants to hear the Jasmine song. And the other day, out of nowhere, I sang her a song. And when I was all done, I was about to leave. And she said, Dad, sing Wilbon's World. Sing Wilbon's World. So it gives me such great pride that now two different daughters of mine have been corrupted by this ridiculous music. A couple emails here in the TK Jingles mailbag. Brian from Oak Hill. I'm going to combine an email and an iTunes review into one here. Brian writes, "Dear Mr. Jerry, how in the world did I miss this podcast? I've been listening to the TK Jingles website many times, but somehow I missed the podcast link until I received your email. I love the podcast. Been binge listening for 2 days now, polishing off 11 of them and chuckling all the while. I had no idea that what gets left in the cutting room floor is as good as, if not better than, what is played on the show. Looking forward to TK Jingles Live Part 2. And going back to my, you know, my theme of this episode is I hate, you know, shilling for product or bugging people about stuff, but I get a note like that at least once a week from somebody saying, hey, I just discovered the podcast. And I don't know how else to get the word out other than Facebook and Twitter, but I really am thrilled that new people continue to find it, continue to enjoy it. The downloads, for what little I have the ability to track them, seem to be on an upward trend. So thank you for listening. I hope you're still enjoying this and still here after 31 minutes. And then I have an email here from Steve. He says, hi there. I'm currently working out of the office and have limited access to emails. So, okay. And then lastly, I had a direct tweet from the Wolfman. And he said, I just wanted to let you know that you're my favorite character on the Tony Kornheiser radio show. And that's really touching. My favorite character is Tony. So I assume that maybe that means like supporting Little, who happens to write songs, or something like that. But I love that kind of feedback. That's really nice. So that is it for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be back with more schwitzing, more jingles. We got another episode of The Shadow, the final episode, at least, of this saga coming up in the next few weeks. If you'd like to be a part of it, if you think that you can record 2 to 3 lines of dialogue and you are male, I'm looking for some help with some character voices. I'm going to need somebody to be the host, maybe a waiter or a patron. So send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com, and let me know if you're interested. I will send you a few lines of dialogue, just to the first one or two people that write me, if they happen to be, you know, if you happen to like this idea. And you can be featured in the next exciting episode of The Shadow, Murder at the Schwitz. Thank you for listening to the TK Jingles podcast. We'll be back here next week.
If you want to have a jingle played on the air, try to be clever or include a swear, or just play it safe and make a crack about his hair. A workerman hero is what you will be. Workerman hero sucking up to Tony.
Because this is the signature of this show is not me anymore. For the last 2 or 3 years, it's been these jingles, I have to say.